Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we discuss problems, questions, and issues parents have regarding the Islamic upbringing of their children. The answers are based upon the Noble Quran and narrations of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, and his purified progeny. Today in our studio, we have with us our guest speaker, Brother Miqdad. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome.
Thank you very much, and to you too.
Dear listeners, Brother Miqdad is Islamic researcher and teacher in the Hawza Ilmiya of Qom. It's a pleasure to be with you, as always. Okay, in our previous sessions, we discussed about the pros and cons of social media that we need to educate our teenagers. About cons, we saw a lot of cons. About pros, we saw some very interesting things that could be done. But there were so many cons, and how do we deal with all this? Like, we have pros in front of us, we have cons in front of us. Now, how do we teach our teenagers about, like, what can we do about that?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So, firstly, the pros and cons that we discussed in these previous sessions, it's important that we share them with our youths.
Yeah.
I remember once we had a group of youths in one of the classes, and we made a debate. And we said there's a plaintiff and there's a lawyer. And each of them have to, one group has to talk about the pros and one group has to talk about the cons. And so they themselves discuss this. It's important for them to realize, and they themselves realize about how the positives and negatives. So this is one, it comes back to awareness. And youth are very clever. Youth are very intelligent, and they know the positives and negatives. So this is something that we can do as parents, is help them understand. The second thing is, which is probably one of the fundamental things, is to timetable your social media usage.
Okay.
So this means that social media shouldn't be something that we have open throughout the day, mm-hmm. but rather just the way we have salah three times a day, right? So you pray at particular times. I suggest that you have particular times for social media as well. So in the morning, for example, you put 15 minutes or half an hour, 1 hour for your social media, and then you open at that time, you close at that time.
Okay.
Management, yeah, exactly. So you shouldn't be doing anything at that time either, right? So if you don't open social media with a book, for example. No, close your book, close your studies, you don't do anything, you just want doing your social media and spend good half an hour doing your social media basically.
Okay.
But when the time finishes, when the half an hour is finished and the 45 minutes is finished, then stop. Close it until the next time, which is maybe in the evening, for example, you can have another half an hour session.
There's going to become a lot of interesting stuff, but you have to close it.
Exactly, yeah. So you've kind of, you manage your time, basically.
Mm-hmm.
This will really, really help you to learn how to focus. It'll help you to manage your time. It'll help you to avoid distractions, avoid or the negative consequence, or the negative effects that come when you have social media open throughout the day.
Mm-hmm.
So this is one very important thing. And this should be done for all other things as well. We kind of have a nice timetable in our day-to-day life where we schedule in our social media, but we schedule in also our book reading, for example. We schedule our TV time, we schedule our time with family, and we don't mix and match. We don't kind of put three things in one basket. Always try to separate things and do things in their own time in an efficient way. So you have your Instagram time and you have your Facebook time. In an efficient way, spend all the time, all your energy and all your focus on that.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have time with your family, spend time with the family without the phone.
Okay. So do not let social media distract you. Do not let social media waste your time, drain your energy. So the first thing you said is time management, manage your time. If you're using social media, don't do other things at the same time. And if you're doing other things, don't do social media at the same time. Have a particular time about social media and manage it. If you have decided that I have to give half an hour, do not give more than half an hour to it. Well, what more can we do? I'll ask you all that after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned to IRIP English Radio.
Hey, stop! I got a better game!
IRIP English Radio presents a priceless gift to parents. Do you have problem with your kids?
I have two boys. One is 5-year-old and the other one is 3.5. And they constantly fight and wrestle with each other, and it often gets to a dangerous stage.
My 18-month-old daughter has learned to eat by herself, and she just refuses that I feed her. But usually, all the food basically goes everywhere except her mouth. So how can we allow this strife to happen for the purpose of freedom?
Don't worry. We're here to help.
For a child, the purpose of the food is only to feed. It's also for him to learn. It's also for him to explore and fulfill the need of curiosity, fulfill the need of freedom.
Islamic upbringing. Contact us. Englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic upbringing. We're saying how we can deal with the social media, knowing all the pros and cons. So the first thing you said, Brother McLeod, was time management.
Another point is choosing your friends. So we talked about this in previous session as well. I mentioned the hadith once more time. So you have from the Messenger of Allah, Al-maru ala dini khalilih. A person takes on the religion of the person who he counts as a friend, a person who is his friend. And therefore, the Prophet says, فَلْيَنْظُرْ أَحَدُكُمْ مَنْ يُخَالْ. So make sure you choose your friend. Make sure you know who you are associating yourself with. On social media, make sure you choose the people that you are following, the people that you are interacting with, the people that are the source of the time that you're going to spend on social media. So be careful, be selective with the people
choosing friends,
exactly, and the organization and institute and people that you are following. Be very careful. Have people that are giving you some worth, giving you benefiting you, not just
encouraging you,
not just chit chat, not just random things, following people's lives for the sake of just following their lives. You know how some people, they put their whole life on social media, and 1,000 other people are just following their life for no particular reason, just that we want to know what this particular individual is doing.
Mm-hmm.
Avoid all of that. Make social media a very strong platform for you to do the right things, as a tool that enables you to do the right thing. And so choosing your friend is a very important tip to make sure that we are using social media in an efficient way.
Okay, so choosing your friend was another one.
Another point about social media is to be wise in what we put out there. So whenever you interact with social media and you're not just a passive user, but also you are interacting, so either you're posting images or you're writing something, leaving comments behind, arguing or debating or expressing a thought, expressing your opinion, always choose your words carefully. Make sure that you are, first and foremost, you are not lying, you are saying the truth. Secondly, you make sure that you say things that are beneficial, don't just say anything. Always control how much you put. Don't be passive in your interaction with social media, but also don't just say whatever comes to your mind. Kan al-Masih yaqul, Prophet Isa would always say, la tukthiru al-kalam fi ghayri dhikrillah. Don't speak too much when it comes to other than the remembrance of Allah. Don't speak too much. Why? Because this hardens your heart.
Okay.
So as much as we can, you don't need to share everything. So obviously speak, obviously it doesn't mean only speech, but when you're sharing your opinion, your views, you leave comments, you share photos, don't just throw everything that comes in your mind.
Okay.
Be selective, be clever, be wise and mature about how much you put out there.
Exactly. So you're saying that sharing more content is also not recommended. As you mentioned, one of the hadiths is from Prophet Musa, who says that do not speak much if it's something other than Allah. Well, what is more in the store? We'll talk about that after a short break. Dear listeners, don't go anywhere. Stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, No father has granted a gift to his child better than good manners.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات يا
Welcome back. You're listening to Islamic Upbringing. This is IRIB English Radio. And I have with me Brother Miqdad, and we're talking what are the things that could be done to make better use of social media for teenagers. Yes, brother.
One of the things I would really encourage teenagers and youth out there is to use the social media at your advantage. And this means that use it to spread Islam. That's one thing, right? So as Muslims, we love our religion. We want others to also experience the beauty of this religion. We also want others to be reminded of the truth, to know the Ahlul Bayt and the beauty of the Ahlul Bayt, to be aware of how amazing these personalities were, what they taught us. To share this is very important with others. So if you are a good and a strong social media user, then use it for this. Use it to share valuable reminders. Use it to correct wrongdoings, really to spread the news, spread valuable Islamic content. It's be productive, be imaginative, be creative for the good. This is very important. Don't waste time into getting involved into pointless discussions or sharing your life, which is not worth anything for others. It's your precious life, your precious worth. The others don't need to know about it. Don't degrade yourself and humiliate yourself by sharing your emotions on a daily basis. It adds no value to yourself. It goes against your self-esteem. No, rather use it for this. Use it for being in contact with family and friends, as you mentioned before, Sadatul Raham. Use social media to be in touch with what's happening in the world, news, events.
Stay updated.
Stay updated, exactly. And use social media to spread Islam. To talk about, to remind people, to motivate people, to share goodness, remind people about climate change, remind people about
invite
helping others in charity.
Invite towards good.
Invite towards good. Remind people about the difficulties that will come if somebody is indulging in music or in haram acts, etc. Tell people about the Quran and the beauty of the Quran. Remind them.
Educate them more about
exactly.
Islam.
Exactly. And be creative. Come up with very beautiful and very inventive ways on how to do these things. Because people like new things. People like to see creative design and arts and funny ways to do these things. Use the most important, the most beautiful ways of social media, but at your own advantage.
Yeah. And, you know, there are so many, I mean, I'm sure about this, that everyone is affected by a particular verse in a different way. So you can share your own experiences about the verse or explaining the verses of Holy Quran in the similar way, narrations and many more things. Thank you so much, brother, for being with us. Thank you so much, dear listeners. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. Islamic Upbringing. In case you have any questions, comments or suggestions for us, please feel free to contact us at englishradio@irib.ir. You can also find us on social media platforms by just searching Call of Islam Radio. You can listen to this program again on our official website, that's www.parstoday.com. Until another session, fi amanullah, God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Do you know Islam says, it says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space, returned upon rest. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way. Allah leaves no stone unturned, perfect with no flaw.